Good afternoon, everybody. This is Michelle here in Salt Lake City, Utah. This morning I had gone to an adjunct faculty conference that was held by the university where I teach, Utah Valley University. And I was wary of going because, you know, it's 35 miles away and I already drive there and back 3 days a week. It takes me a good 45 minutes to an hour, and I really wasn't sure I wanted to go there on a day that I didn't have to do any extensive driving. But I was tempted by the $50 stipend that I would be paid if I went, and they were also serving breakfast and lunch, so I kind of figured actually it would be, might not be a bad idea to go anyway. So it was a couple hours long this morning. I got there around 9:15, and I had some breakfast. They had scrambled eggs and bacon and French toast and juice, and that was very nice. And then they had a couple breakout sections. They had five, actually. Four of them were just over an hour long, and you had the option of going to one of two in the morning, and then one of two after that. And then there was one breakout session that was 2 hours long, and that was the one I had went to. It was a session called Getting Your Students to Move. And the guy who had led the session was a guy by the name of Sean Glassberg. And it was actually a really interesting session, and I think it's going to be pretty useful. He's a teacher from South Carolina, I think, actually. And he had us review film clips of effective and ineffective teaching strategies. And there were about 45 people in the breakout session, and he had us all take part in collaborative learning techniques that we could theoretically apply in our classroom, no matter what our disciplines. Obviously, there were adjuncts from across the university. So it was, you know, kind of interesting to be talking to people from, you know, the dental hygiene department and, you know, not only English, but, you know, math and science and all these other things. And some of his techniques were actually pretty interesting and things that I think I might be able to use maybe later in the semester and especially in the beginning of the semester, so maybe more next semester if I'm still at UVU, hopefully. But it was really interesting and it was well done. The guy was a very good speaker and kind of got everybody actively involved and talking to everybody, and he would say, okay, now we're going to try Four Corners, and he would, you know, model what Four Corners was and then, you know, have us all do it and then kind of come back together after a few minutes and talk about, you know, what was going on and what we were doing and how it could be used, you know, across the disciplines. So it was actually very interesting. After that, we had lunch, and lunch was very good. There were a couple different types of pasta and some salad-y things and cookies and bread and pink lemonade, and actually the food was pretty good. And then this Sean Glassberg fellow gave the keynote, basically how we could better relate to our students. And, you know, one of the things that tends to irritate me is when generations of students are given a label. For example, I'm technically part of Generation X. And the students who are in college now are the millennials. And one of the, you know, it's generally 18, students who are between the ages of 18 to 29. One of the things that tends to irritate me is that when people who tend to refer to young adults as millennials, these are people who tend to be a little bit older, over 40, and will often, although not always, and I will say Mr. Glassberg himself did not do this, will tend to indicate that anybody over the age of 30 clearly has never touched a computer. They'll make that presumption, and that really kind of bugs me. Now, this didn't happen in this particular case, but Mr. Glassberg's points were, you know, to move to a more technologically based classroom, having things on websites and, you know, different strategies and different things that one could do, you know, to put them online so that lessons are more accessible to students. So it's actually really interesting. And in retrospect, I'm definitely glad I went. So I actually left a few minutes early in order to get paid our little stipend. We had to fill out this survey and then hand it in before we left. So I did that, and I think I left about 5 or 10 minutes early, but at that point, I was just tired and I wanted to come home. We're going to a concert tonight, so I had really wanted to come home and relax and unwind a little bit and take care of some things around the house. So it's just after 4 o'clock now. It's about 4:15 and I'm doing some laundry and I'll start dinner in a little while. So it's turning out to be a very good Saturday. See ya.